Good morning. Happy Yisru Chag. So we are going back to Chayodim, and we were learning the Klal Yud Zayin, which is the halachas of the basic Knesset and basic Medrash. The first five simonim dealt with the preferred place to daven, and now in Simon Vav, the Chayodim moves to the actual halachas of how a person has to act in the basic Knesset and basic Medrash. We saw certain milas to davening there because it has a certain kedusha. So now, what does this kedusha? What type of halachas are incumbent upon us due to this kedusha, which the basic Medrash and basic Knesset have? Okay, so the Chayyadim in Simon Vav says kedusha is basic Knesset, basic Medrash gedol lamoed. There's a tremendous kedusha in a basic Knesset and in a basic Medrash. The Torah says that a person has to have awe from the Makam of Mikdash, from the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara, Rashi quotes in Chumash, the Chazal say that it doesn't mean having yira from the physical Makam, it means having yira from the one who is allowing his presence to dwell there. Comes along the Gemara and says that Mulabesa Mikdash Bovad, El Komakam Hamakudosh, Besa Medrish, and Besa Knesset, Nikra Mikdash Ma'at, Kiriksib Ve'i Lahem Lemikdash Ma'at. Even when Kleisel goes into Golis, they will have a Mikdash Ma'at. What's a Mikdash Ma'at? Elabate Kinesius, Ubate Midrashus. So it comes out that this Pasik of Umikdashiti Ro, which is mechayev us that when we are in the Beis HaMikdash, to have an awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam and act a certain way of yira due to the awareness of the presence of the Shekhinah in the Makam HaMikdash. So similarly, we have a chiyuv to be noyig a yira, or have a yira and to be noyig a certain way while we are in the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, because they also have a din of being a Mikdash Ma'at. Because of placing the mitzvah zu lira min hamikdash noig bebesem knesses ubebesem medrash mira raisa. So the Chayyadim says that this din of this drasha of mikdash ma'at, that mikdashiti ro, which is a din the raisa, it's one of the tariq mitzvahs, not only applies to besem mikdash mira raisa, it applies to besem knesses and besem medrash mira raisa. So that's the hakra of the Chayyadim on that point. The Prima Gadim actually says, the Prima Gadim's understanding in our Chaim Simon Kufton Aleph, at the beginning of the Simon, that Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is only Mirabbanan. But then he argues that even though it's only Mirabbanan, the din of Mikdash, this drasha is an Asmachta. But he says that there's a din netter, that since Kleisel has undertaken to be noig a certain way in the Beis HaKnesses because of covered of the makam, so therefore it has a din mitzad din neder, it has a chi of the raisa to be noig l'chumra. Now we will see that there's a din of tanoim, that you can make certain tanoim to not to get kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and therefore these halachas will not apply. You will lose the mile of kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and the Shabura, the Bir Halacha says later on that you will not fulfill the mitzvah of binyan Beis HaKnesses. There's a mitzvah of binyan Beis HaKnesses, and there's a din of kfiya that the members of the community actually have the power to force each other to commit to build the Beis HaKnesses. There's a din of kaifin b'nei'ir ze'ezeh to build the Beis HaKnesses. So you are not mekayim that din of building a Beis HaKnesses unless you build a Beis HaKnesses which has kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So you can make a tanai in the binyan and therefore remove the kedusha from the makam, but you will lose the kiyum of the mitzvah and the chiyuv which the community has to build a Beis HaKnesses. So the chiyuv is to build a Beis HaKnesses which has the full kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. Whether that's midrash or whether it's midrabanan, but that's what you have a chiyuv to do. In the Mishabura, the Dirshu Mishabura in Simon Kuflin Aleph, he quotes over here from the Chumash Beis Yitzchok that even if you hold the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is only midrabanan, but if you zoyim Beis HaKnesses is going to be deraisa. So these halachas that we're going to see about certain things you can and cannot do, some of them, even if you learn the din of kedushas basically says is derabanan, some of these isurim will be usur on a deraisa level that you have a chiyuv not to be noig in the way of bizoyan to a basic knesset. So that this acts as an introduction to the next few sifim. We're talking about the halachas of how we're supposed to be mechabed and have yira in the basic knesset. And we see that this din is a din deraisa according to the chayyarim, according to the primogadim is derabanan, but even according to the primogadim, something which would be considered a bizoyan would be also on a Torah level. Have a good day.